Ayikra Yaakov El Bonov. Yaakov calls his children together. Vayoymer, he says, they also gather together, Vagidu Lachem, and I will say to you, Eza Sheikra Eskham Yaakov Sayom, what will happen to you in the end of days. Rashi says, Bikesh Yaakov Legalvish is a Kates. Yaakov wanted to reveal Kates Mashiach. The stalkum imenu shchina. The shchina left him. It wasn't time. Therefore, v'hitzchul loim et dvar macherim. He started to say dvar macherim. He started to move off to a different task. Is meramis that in the pesukim itself is mash for that. He also v'agidu lachem. Gather together, and I'll tell you what the Sheikh is from the Abbas Ayom. Hey, also, his Lashon coming, Asif al Abayis. Therefore, because he wanted to get out of the case, it was something very, very secretive. Something that he didn't want to get out. So that's what he told Hey, also, that he was that. But then, he realized that the Maise Sovishal Gavar, there wasn't going to be. So he said, Ikovsu. Kofsu is mashma, he said, even outside, it's not a story, it can speak for Rabbi. He also is more inside, there's outside, now he can speak for Rabbi. But in the passage it says, he kofsu b'shimu b'nei Yaakov, b'shimu Yisrael Avicha. Shal is one of the two Rishonis. He is Shahikov to the Shimon ben Yaakov, the Shimon of Yisrael Avicha. So the Maisa, what was going on over here is very, very interesting. Seemingly, as we mentioned before, there was two sugyas. Yaakov even wants to go out of the gates. He's ready to tell the Oilam, when's going to be the final Achmas Hayamim? The Nevuah, the whatever, the Ruach HaKadosh leaves him and he starts something else. And the Pashtus, it's something else. But maybe there's a Ma'oimek over here. The Yankee, if you know, was being Megala. The yisod of Achmas Hayomim, the mile of Achmas Hayomim is obvious to everybody. Kates Mashiach, the final time when the Klaius will be able to. We don't have the Shibur Hagan Golius, the Malchius on us. It's something that obviously everybody's waiting for. But we know the Chazal tell us that it's possible to come two ways. A person is his man to call this Bito and his Achishenu, his Kol Yom Shiyavu, it's possible to come at any time. And the Yadu Avinu felt in Enochanami, I want to begal Kates Mashiach. But maybe there's if the Kodesh Bo doesn't let me to do that, there's another oifen here. How I can bring about the Kates Mashiach. And that's why knowing everybody's Maila, that each of the Ovoid, the Shvatim, who represent the Chelek of Klal Yisrael, will give over to them their Avoidah, the things they have to work on, the things that they have to improve upon. That's the Achishan of Hoyom Shiyavu of Masake. The Ether is his man. There's another Oifel. And so Mela wasn't some Dvorim Achim Stav. It was Dvorim Achim that there's another way. Zvara Machayim is another possibility how we can bring Kates Mashiach. It might not be, I can't begala that some Kates in the Be'ito, but the Achishena I can begala to you. And the ability to bring Mashiach, and that is that each Shevet understands their tafkid, what they have to accomplish in this world, how they have to correct and get to their shleimus, and when their shleimus amongst everybody, then it could come. But I think this must not another gewaldige, beautiful remez over here, but I say this is very, very important. He calls to Bishimu b'nei Yaakov, Bishimu el Yisrael avicha. There's two things over here. Because there's a big danger. We know the famous bard from Yaakov Kamenetsky, in Parashat Bamidbar, and Yaakov asked the famous question that we know that the Klal Yisrael were given the Inn of the Golan, the Inn of the Flags. They were given the Inn of the Flags. Every Shevet had their own flag, with their own insignia on top of that flag. That was called the Golan. Everybody went proud. Today we have in most shul, they had a very nicely painted on the windows, or on the thing. Very nice picture. This, the picture of a boat, the Zvulin, Zvulin, very nice. Done very, very beautifully by an artist. Sam Bernstein is beautiful, makes a beautiful thing, very beautiful, it's a beautiful thing. But so the question of Yaakov is that if they had this to go, why would they give it to go? They left Mitzrayim, why did they give it right away? So Yaakov is a fascinating verse, it's a verse we said over in the past, beautiful, and you saw it. But Yaakov says that everybody has an insignia on their flag, but there's a tremendous, and it's important, why? Because it wasn't just Stam Kalim War of Osai. I don't know if that's in the core of Kalim War, but it wasn't Kalim War. And each one had that flag, and the sort of the flag was, and the sort of the insignia, and the colors that were there, everything had a mokoyim that shade, shout out to that Shevet. Because that Shevet has a taft in this world, that Shevet has a mokoyim to accomplish what they have to accomplish. And therefore they were giving a flag as to given an identity. And that's something to live up to, and to shoot for, and to work on. But there's always a tremendous danger. When you have such a matzav, and you have, everybody has their own identity, their own specific way of life. There's always a tremendous danger on my side, that my way is better than your way. My mahalach in life is better than your mahalach. Zvulun's bad is better than Yisachar. And Reuven is better than Shimon, and Shimon is better than Levi, and Levi ben Yehuda. Well, I have my own way, and I'm fighting for this way, and I'm going to believe this is the best way for me. But there's always the dangers of Rabbi Yaakov, that a person will take that initiative of his own way of living and make it into a priority over everybody else, that I'm better than you. There's a danger of the Achdus. It's only when they were camped around the Mishkan. And now, there was one focus. Everybody had their own tafkid. But in that tafkid, there was one focus for everybody. Sovim, HaMishkan, Yachanu, we're all here to bring forth Shemayim. You Yisachar in your way, he's fooling in your way. And this, I think, maybe is the pshat over here in Yaakov. He coughs to Vishimu b'nei Yaakov. You're all b'nei Yaakov. Or b'yishimu al-Yisrael avicha. You're listening to Yisrael, your father of all of you. Yaakov, when he brought them together, he didn't tell each one separately. He wanted each and every one of them, in front of each and every one of them, to hear each and every one's milas. Because it's not only important, Yaakov, you help, that in order to be case for Shiach, it's not only important that I have to work on my mila and work on my avoida. And to bring it to Shleimus, I have to recognize that there's somebody else in this world. I have to recognize somebody else who has tremendous milas, and he has a tafkid, and I have to respect his derech and his mahalach, and understand that mahalach, as long as it's al depi derech haTorah, that as long as it's going towards as Yisrael Avicham, Yisrael Saba. So then it has a mokoy and it has to be respected for that. And that's why Yaakovinu wanted everybody to be present together to hear. He coughs to Vishimele and Vishimele, Yisrael Avichem. I'm all your father. I mean, one father for everybody. There's one objective to do my Ratzin, which is Hashem's Ratzin. And when we have that, all that same objective, Shimon Yisrael Avichem, there's one objective that is not a stira. We can recognize everybody else's marker. Because we're here to bring Kates Mashiach. We're here for Shleimus. We're here to listen to Yisrael Avichem. And that was the two Lashonis of us. And this is so important, Rabbi Zan, Avodah Hashem, Rabbi, that no two people are the same. You look around the room, obviously we see people different. They're different in the way they look, different in the way they think, different in the way they act, different in every aspect of myself. And a lot of times it bothers us, it stares us, because we have our own derech, our own mahalach, and it stares. This stares on us out, this that stares on us. And the Baruch Hashem made a world that everybody's different. Everybody has a, and that's because Torah Shemayim, and Torah Shemayim, right, there's so many different plants and animals in the world, each one brings Torah Shemayim his way. And the same thing in Avodah Hashem, but by individuals of Baisai. Each and every bus brings their Torah Shemayim their way. So that's the tafkid, and the problem with that always is that when a person's focused on his, and he has to be focused, and he has to make himself into the best person he is. But when he's going that way, in the realization, the thought, he's thinking, I have to become the best. What about Yana? Sometimes it could cause some type of tension. I'm trying to be the best I can be, but at the same time, I have to understand that he also has to be the best he can be. And there's where the tension, there's where the difficulties arise. This is what Yaakov is trying to tell. There's no stira. You can all be the best in what you are. There's no stira. The Shimla, but Yisrael Avichem, this is the Holy Bring the Gedula. But it's only if we all recognize the other guy. We all understand that he's gewaldic, what he does. And build him up with what he does, and be proud of what he does. He might not be on the same level as us, or the same thing he's doing as us, but we can respect him because he's also bringing Torah Shemayim and his life for a person. That is one of the most important things that a person has to know in this world. That the Bais, there's other people here, there's other people around with that task, and respect that task. It might be different. The way a person thinks sometimes is different than the way we think. You have to respect and understand how to work with it. But it's not but as long as he's going in the way of this Yisrael Saba, so we have to respect him. And we can't get upset and all uptight of us. That's different. And nowhere else does this come out in focus more than Basai than Shalom Bayis to Basai. Where the whole women's tafkin is so different from the man's tafkin. The man is kulay osik in Torah Rabbi Yoshamayim. The man is kulay osik in Avodah Hashem. And the marshal, as his marshal is the basement John Belila, and the woman, she's making potato pierogim, she's making soup. Her Avodas Hashem, that's what she's doing most of the day. Let's say I'm saying she's doing the clean out. Well, she gets up a few minutes to say Tehillim, but she has a big family. There's 21 kids, 22 is on the way. She doesn't have so much time for Tehillim. Or for anything, Rabbi Yisrael. So what does she do all day? She goes from the kitchen to the living room, to the dining room, she cleans, she does. The avoid is the avoid is the different avoid than dancing. The different avoid. And a lot of times it's hard to respect that avoid. It's hard to respect the wife for her avoid, Rabbi Yisrael. But this is the Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. Everybody with their own avoid, everybody with their own tafki, Rabbi Yisrael. And that tafkid, if it's for Kodesh Hashem, she might have spent the whole day just wiping runny noses. This kid had a runny nose, that one had a runny nose, this one had a problem with his ear, and that whole day she was like a nurse in an infirmary. She was running from room to room, then she ran to the kitchen that the soup shouldn't burn, and she ran down there to the living room to clean it up. She was oisin the chora, dvarim he was oisin the tsoiks and the sivis. And he comes home and he has to respect his wife. She was always sick and it's always going to see his voice. Because that's her tafkid. As if he suffers woman voice. It's a Yisachar's woman. She's there. This is Akiva Shaliva Shalachem Shalom. It's no difference. It's all one voice. And the person can understand and respect it. That's godless for us. That's godless. The person understands that we're doing this for Avodas Hashem. We're in a house together, and we're doing it to bring Shechina to the house, so it doesn't make a difference if she's frying, you know, eggplant, or she's cleaning the table or something. The fact that the house, she's making the house ready, because the husband come home after he's eating Ksois and Sivins, and the house is now a beautiful place to live, so that brings Shechina. So she's helping to bring Shechina also, just like you're bringing Shechina. There's no chilek of Mitzvah. All of Klaisos around the Mishkan, they're bringing Shechina. Zvulun with his Mahalach, Yisach with his Mitzvah Mahalach of Mitzvah. It's all one. There's no spirit of Mitzvah. This person has to learn of Mitzvah. They see a person has a little bit different avoid than I have. I have to respect it. If it's Mekubal, the guy's, you know, jumping off the roof and says, this is the new avoid, the new Chassidus. The jump off the roof Chassidus. You flip off the roof and you scream Geronimo as you go down. The new Hasidus, they come on. So, okay, listen, we don't find that, you know, I don't know if we can accept that. But the Maisa, if something that's Makobur Aboy side, something that's Makobur in the world, we have to understand, we have to know that there's an Aboy, though. A person has Aboy, though. Well, you know, the guy dives a little bit longer, the guy learns like this. Everybody has to, there's certain respect we have to have. Rabbi said, for other people's Aboy, Sashem. And how they're becoming Hashem, everybody said. That's the way Klaistro can be bad. That's what Yaakov Avinu was telling. Everybody has that money. You know, sometimes a person sees a guy that's work in the workforce, you know, you look down upon him. I'm not saying who should go out to the work or not go out to the work. You look down upon him. If he's an Erlach, he is. He can let Torah and he's supporting Torah. Everybody has a rub when and where and what. And there has to be respect for each Yidra, but each in the Klai, so if they're doing that, what is Hashem, the Derech HaNochoi? So this is what Yaakov was telling them, to respect the other person's Avoyna. And if we could do that, Rabbi said, that's the Pesach of Gula. That's the Yachin Shem, Rabbi said. The biggest problem today is that we have so many groups and everybody has their own Shita. So you can have your own Shita if it's, again, it has to be Yodala, it has to be Das Torah behind it, and an emissary, Mahalach. But at the end of the day, if it's always so respect that he has a certain shita and understand it and work with it, work together as long as it's not against the das toira toira. If it's something that a person is doing, we have to respect his ma'alach, and together then we can have an achav which we can build the shiur. But if not, that's for sure. It's just going to be more and more tension and turmoil and fighting and piru and b'shem u'rachel. We said this is what Yaakov was begging them. No matter what the coup that you have, or where you're holding, where he's holding, you have to learn the kof. So there has to be a kibbutz biyachad. There has to be a connection. There has to be the achdus. And that we can bring Mashiach on both sides. It's the most important thing we have to learn. It's Yisrael Chavez Hashem to understand, especially with everybody else. But it's a type of a person that he's better than somebody else because he's doing his ta'akkur. He did so well. It's Hashem Yirachad on both sides. We know the Gemara says in the kof. The Gemara says that the Chavon Tainis that Reb Shim was going back. He learned a lot of Torah. He felt a little horny, and he saw a man who was ugly, and he said, "Akama mechur ben adam zeh, how ugly is this man?" And the Gemara says, "Leichlon, go tell my yotze, the one who created me. Go tell him how ugly I am." Then he realized he made a mistake. He says, "What's the death of Shad? This ugly man has a tafkin. This world, that person made him that way. That's his tafkin." So he's tremendously ugly. Mama, you feel like throwing up when you see him. But that's it, he has a tafkid with the ugliness. Blessed Reb Shimon was, whatever the Madrega was, there was some sermon, place to speak to the Novi, to teach the lesson. But basically, you have to accept everybody with their tafkid. So that was the big Mashiach's Kedah.